Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen, our football expert is here to analyze what has been an insane period for the Philadelphia Eagles. The legendary, the great Ross Tucker. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, how are you?
Well, Ross, it's been since we talked, they have finally traded Carson Wentz. And I would like to first get your reaction. They have gotten a third-round pick this year and a first or second next year, and Indy has taken on the money. What did you think of that maneuver?
So I guess mixed emotions around the whole thing, right? I mean, I'm glad that it finally happened. It felt like it had been hanging over our heads for a long time. And I do think if you compare it to the Jared Goff, Rams, Lions, Matthew Stafford trade, I do think to get a three and what I think will be a one. And really, if you think about it, Angelo, if it doesn't become a first-round pick, what a terrible trade for the Colts.
Yeah.
Because that means either Wentz gets hurt or he's still terrible and he doesn't play, and they just traded a third-round pick and a second-round pick and took on $46 million in guaranteed money for a guy that can't even play 75% of the snaps. So it better be a first-round pick, really, if you're the Colts. So I think given the circumstances on this particular transaction, I think Howie Roseman did well, but it's still very difficult for me, Angelo, to just even contemplate the fact that we got to this point. I mean, I still remember the first half of the Washington game where until that last interception, Wentz looked awesome, and yeah. I'm like, oh, this team's awesome. Wentz is picking up where he left off last year before Clowney speared him. Wentz is awesome. The Eagles are – I mean, I just – it is – that's why they call the NFL not for long. It's just crazy that we got here this quickly.
And what I need you to do, Ross, because you are smarter than us, could you explain Wentz's behavior the second half of last season? They're not talking to the coach. They're changing plays right in the huddle. The insubordination, the inability or desire to communicate with anyone. Please explain that to us, because he wasn't like that at the beginning. What happened here?
So there's a couple things, Angela. The first is I don't know all the whispers or rumors or reports. I don't know how much of that's true and how much of it's not. But I will say this. I have talked to enough people to come to the conclusion that Carson is not quite who I guess I thought he was. I don't know, Angel. I interviewed him a couple times when he was in college, when he was in the national championship game at the FCS level, and I guess I just thought, you know, North Dakota, yes sir, no sir. I've talked to a couple people over the last couple months, and obviously there's a bunch of reports out now. That's not quite what it was at all. And so I think I probably defended him longer than most, thinking that how he was towards me was how he was behind the scenes. But, man, there's enough people saying it now. And Schefter says whatever it is, they didn't talk for a while. I think the best way to describe it is Carson Wentz is not quite who I thought he was. I'm not here to pile on him. I still think he's a good kid. I just – he's not quite what I thought he was, and I think he didn't really know how to handle it the second half of the year, and his agents probably told him just don't say anything.
All right, don't say anything, and then issue a statement after 3 months of silence that we know to be bogus in almost every word in it. Did you see the statement, Russ?
I did, yeah.
All right, I mean – It was an honor to play with my teammates, many of whom had lost their faith in him and had moved on to Hurts. I love the city of Philadelphia, who I don't even have the respect enough to speak to for 3 months. And then all this religious stuff. I'm sorry. There was nothing in that statement that in any way made me feel better about him. Did you feel that was the right way to leave the city?
I don't know if it was the right way, but I knew that that's what was going to happen. You know, I mean, I didn't think he was going to sit up there and take questions. I don't think he was going to come on and do an interview with you, you know, and get grilled on it. Look, I think a lot of what happened with him, Angelo, I really don't think he knew how to handle it. I mean, he really is, you know, like a farm kid from North Dakota. He really never got criticized at North Dakota State. You know what I mean? So to come here, and he was even the golden child for the first 3 or 4 years here. I personally think that the combination of them drafting Hurts and him struggling, I just think he lost his mind. I just think, you know, I've told you before about a couple times in my career where I had a bad play. I thought I cost us the game, and I really struggled with it mentally. I think Wentz just totally lost it mentally this year. Because he wasn't used to the criticism. He wasn't used to playing poorly. He didn't like that they had drafted Hurts and kind of had that hanging over him. I don't think he knows how to handle it. And in fairness to him, I do think there's a lot of aspects. There's a lot of people in Philly he loves because there's a lot of people in Philly. Look, I was skiing with one of my buddies yesterday, Angelo, and he's like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do with these two. This is the God's honest truth, okay? I was skiing with one of my buddies. He lives in Downingtown yesterday, me, him, and his daughter. And he said, I got two number 11 jerseys. I don't know what to do with them now. His 9-year-old daughter says, burn them.
I love the little girl.
Wow.
As God is my witness, the 9-year-old little girl, my buddy, she said, burn them.
I would like to say that's really good parenting right now. She's passionate. She has an opinion. She's ready to move on.
And frankly, Ross, I don't hear your kids doing that. I think you got to crack down at home and get these kids thinking the same way.
Don't let your son date her.
I don't buy my kids any jerseys. That's for sure. I know how quickly these guys change. I will say this though. I mean, look, he's very close to some of the guys on the team. He had great relationships with some of them. You know, there's a lot. You've been doing the polls. There is a look. I got a text message from a buddy of mine on Thursday. Okay, one of my close friends. It was a picture of his son hugging Wentz at a training camp practice, and all it said was, the Eagles really F this up. Ooh. And it was like, I have a group thread with his wife and my wife. He just sent it to me, and he's going through pictures, and his son was crying. So on the one hand, I got my one buddy who says, burn him. My other buddy is like, his son's crying.
Women are cold. That's what you should take from this.
Hold on.
I already knew that, Rhea.
You led me here. Ross, who should we blame more for this, Wentz or Roseman?
Oh, Wentz. Yeah, I mean, look, Howie has not had a great couple years, and we all know that.
Right.
And the fact that it got to this point is an absolute disaster. But, I mean, Angelo, nobody had any issue when Howie gave him the contract. And then in 19, when he carried the practice squad guys to the playoffs, nobody had an issue with it. The biggest issue, let's be honest, I was a player. Wentz was terrible. I mean, he was terrible. Totally. And honestly, I know you want to ask him about, you know, why he didn't talk to the players, why he didn't the coaches. I just want to ask him, like, what the hell happened that you sucked?
Yeah.
I don't know how a guy goes from 3 years in a row top 12 quarterback in the NFL to being probably the worst quarterback in the NFL this past year. I mean, he was so bad.
Well, I wonder if he could even answer that one. Maybe he doesn't know that either. Last question, Ross. Big one. Can the Philadelphia Eagles win the NFC East next season?
No, I don't think so.
Wow.
No, I don't think so.
Wow. It's going to be a bleak few years is what you're telling me.
I don't
rebuild.
Think, Yeah, well, look, I think Jeffrey Lurie has called it a transition year. Let's put it this way, Angelo. I don't think primary objective number one is in 2021 to try to win the division. You know, getting $34 million of dead cap money from Wentz, I think they're trying to build a sustainable winner for 2022 and beyond, and I agree with them.
All right. Well, you know what, then? We're going to have to wait it out with the great Ross Tucker. Ross, talk to your kids. I need them to say they're burning their Wentz stuff, too. Burn all your right, Wentz stuff. Thank you, Ross.
All right, see ya.
All right, there you go. Al, honestly, when a 9-year-old kid is saying it, that's beautiful. That Rhea said it. That's parenting. Because I have had a whole bunch of things that people are planning to do. I may not get to all the emails I got over the weekend about what they want to do with Wentz. Hell, some of it's pretty strong.
Yeah, well,
some of it's pretty strong, I'll be honest. Some guy sent a letter directly to Wentz. I don't know if he got it, right? But wow, is it strong. Not profane, but like, you let us down. You did not fulfill your responsibility. We fulfilled ours.
I
wow.
Go, but get a strong billboard stuff. And get indie.
Strong stuff. Dave, Kevin, Jason, and Tom are coming up. You will get on if you call right now. 215-592-9494. What I'm giving away is a Joel Embiid jersey, a $50 Visa gift card. I got a Sixers T-shirt and Team Gator. And I got the Eagles documentary maybe next year.
Or the year after.
And that is, Al, that documentary, that's where you should reside which mentally for a few years because it sounds like that's that championship. We're going to have to milk that for a while.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Al, do you have the list of the events so far?
Jackie Robinson's debut, 1980, the Phils World Series win, Willie Wilson, the last pitch. Wilt's 100-point game, the Super Bowl, the Eagles Super Bowl. Ollie Frazier won in New York. Dr. J, 1983 championship game, and Flyers versus Soviets.
Come on. There are some of the greatest sports moments ever, and you can attend them today on the 41st anniversary of maybe the greatest, the Miracle on Ice. Jump on board and claim a prize. Dave is up next. Hi, David.
And how you doing?
Dave, I'm not doing well at all. I'm very angry about Wentz. I hate him more today than ever.
Listen. It's going to be sweet revenge. He ain't going to do nothing in Indianapolis. I'm telling you, they're going to end up losing more games than they did this year when they had Phillip Rivers. Okay? This guy got a losing record against winning teams.
It's true.
He's 10-21 against winning teams. Okay? He's not in the NFC East anymore. He's playing with the big boys now. He's not going to go in the AFC and tear through Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. You know, he's not going through those guys. He's not going through Josh Allen. He's got to play Ryan Tannehill twice. He's not beating the Tennessee Titans twice. You know what I mean? And he's not beating Baker Mayfield. He's not going to do anything. Listen. They were 11-5, the Colts, last year. They'll probably be 9-7 next year.
Dave, you hold know? On. Dave, I'm hearing you rooting against them. You want them to fail.
You know what? I absolutely do.
God bless. No, Dave, I got a whole bunch of calls last week. The polls, they're still rooting for this jerk. Why? He's a bad guy.
Listen, I don't know what they're thinking about. They can't be real Eagle fans. Listen, I waited 54 years for a Super Bowl. I done watched good Eagles football and watched bad Eagles football. And let me tell you, if I want to thank Carson Wentz for something, thank you for the 11 games you won, but Nick Foles won that Super Bowl for me, so that's the way I'm
like. Wait. Dave, are you saying on this show this morning that you don't think the Eagles would have won the Super Bowl if Wentz stayed healthy? Is that what you're saying?
They wouldn't have won if he stayed healthy. Carson doesn't have the mental toughness to win a Super Bowl.
Wow.
He's not going to win a Super Bowl with Indianapolis. Listen, all those Wentz fans, you want to walk around parading around with your Wentz jersey, but you're supposed to be an Eagle fan. A true Eagle fan is not going to sit up there and go put on a Colts Wentz fan jersey if you're a true Eagle fan. You ride with the Eagles whether they're good or bad, okay? And listen, we don't want them to be bad, but it's our doggone team. We don't ride right. against them over somebody who ain't never won us nothing but 11 games. Are you kidding me? I ain't going for no pocket.
Dave, you ruined the whole show for me. I got to stay another 2 hours. I'm never getting a call as good as yours. You know that.
The second time you've said that this morning.
I know I have. Well, the first was the first call. This is great stuff from my friend Dave. Brilliant stuff, man. Brilliant.
Hey, Ange, before you let me go, let me say this. I tell you, in 2 years, the Indianapolis Colts will be wearing T-shirts saying, Wincy leaving.
Dave. You only get better, my friend. Thank you for the call.
All right.
How good was Dave?
I mean, I think he's most of the fan base.
I hope. I would love to believe that because those are the people I love in this town.
I don't agree with him that the Colts are going to be bad.
Oh, I hope so.
I think they're going to be good.
I hope the first.
You can bet them to win the Super Bowl at 2000, I think.
Al, they win the toss. They take the ball because they're so excited for Wentz and his home opener.
Okay.
And he throws a pick six in his first throw. I'm sorry.
You're not right.
I am not right, but I am negative. 215-592-9494. When we return, do you want the national scope of this story? We have Mike Garofalo, who will tell us about it from the NFL Network. Then lots of your phone calls. Stay right there. WIP Sports Time, 860.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.